Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we are jumping off an hour three of Sports Talk here on WWL. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. We're going to have Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz here in a minute for Tulane Tuesday, but we're going to jump off in our pick six. We're going to break it down by threes. We'll start in the NFL, and then after later in this hour, in the bottom of this hour, we'll conclude with our college picks. So starting off in the NFL, Thursday Night Football, Dolphins at Bengals, and the Bengals are favored by four? Yeah.
Correct.
But they're playing at Cincinnati. It's not at Miami. So what did you take, dog?
I'm going with the Dolphins. They were good to me last week over the Bills. I picked them to beat the Bills. I think this Dolphins team might have a thing or two to say about the AFC.
So, plus you have 4 points. Two, I think he got knocked silly a little bit. The NFL won't admit that. But I think the Bengals got humbled, being in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with the Bengals because they're at home, and I'm going to give up the 4 points.
Charlie?
This feels like such a trap. I'm picking the Dolphins because it's kind of the clear pick, but it just feels like Vegas knows something that I don't, because I was so impressed by Miami pulling out that win against the Bills. I had picked the Bills. I think, Christian, you were the only one that picked the Dolphins last week, so you gained a game on everyone. You had a very good week last week.
Where did I go last week?
You went 5-1.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, the dog, hell with fantasy football. You just got to do the pick'em stuff. You got this going.
That's a stroke of luck.
The team that let you down, Christian?
The Saints. Of course.
We are 0-9 combined while picking the Saints.
No, season. And we try not to be homers. But right now, I am not picking the Saints. Okay, I'm picking the Saints and the plus 2.5. But I'm picking the Vikings to win. Now, we didn't do that game. But it's like 2.5.
We're doing this game.
Right. We are doing the Saints.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I was going to get to that. So you already made your piece. I'll pick it up. Charlie just said it. We've been burned. I'm not going to allow the Saints to burn me anymore. And watch, they'll win now. They're going to win because I'm taking the Vikings and the points.
So you're taking the Vikings and the minus 2.5.
Yeah.
Because the Vikings are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm taking the Saints with the 2.5 points. I think it's going to be 24-23. The Saints will cover. But whatever. So
okay,
Saints are 2-0 in London games. I want to make it 3-0. But as you said, they've burnt us. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of rely on what you're doing here, Christian. I'm going to pick the Vikings and hope that by picking against the Saints, they'll pick up this win.
So yeah, strategically, I'm picking the Vikings for this game, for pick six. So, I want the Saints to win.
So the only thing is, I'm the only one that right now has the 2.5 points.
Well,
because y'all both taking the Vikings, right? Now, the only thing I'm going to warn you, Christian and Charlie. You know, in Vegas, the Sharks and all that are people who bet. You know, the Saints have not covered this year. The Saints, like three games, over, look at the plus, if they favored or not favored, whatever comes about, the Saints have not covered this year.
All right, our final NFL pick of the week, Jaguars at Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 6.5. Charlie, you start this one.
This one's tough because the Jaguars have looked good.
Who have they played?
They just put a whooping on the Chargers.
Yeah, with a broken rib of Herbert, Justin Herbert.
Well, that doesn't account for putting up 38 points, though.
Christian, you got to slow your roll. Let me tell you right now, you hating on the Jaguars too much. You got to slow your roll.
No, I just like the Eagles that much.
Okay, wait. Slow your roll, though. When you think about, so what occurred with the Jaguars? And you look at the Colts. Didn't the Jaguars, like, crush or spank the Colts?
The Colts aren't very good.
They just beat the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but that's a one. If this was a series, they wouldn't have beat the Colts.
They wouldn't have beat the Chiefs. It ain't like the NBA or World Series.
I know.
Or it ain't like, it's not the best 4 out of 7. It's like one game. All I know is the Chiefs lost to the Colts. The Jaguars crushed the Colts. But I'm telling you what, it's not at Jacksonville. The game is at Philadelphia. I'm giving up the 6.5 points and taking the Eagles.
I am too. And I would be comfortable if this were 8, 8.5. I think Philly is going to win by 10.
So Mike's got the Eagles too, and I'm going to be the only one that picks the Jaguars here. I don't think that the Eagles win by a touchdown. I think the Jaguars, this is like a litmus test for them. This is a benchmark.
And they're going to fail.
I think they're going to lose this game, but I think it's going to be by like a field goal.
But they can cover it. Listen, Charlie got the 6.5 points. They might lose by a field goal, and they might end up winning.
They're going to lose by 10.
So, I mean, the bottom line is,
I would be comfortable by 10.
10? All right. Do you want an extra point if they win by like 15 or something like that?
Sure.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Well, you know what I've witnessed? And you look at the beginning of the season and the perception, we need a franchise quarterback. Look at the Eagles. They got all these picks in the future because we need a quarterback. What? Right now, what has occurred, now no small sample size, Jalen Hurts. No, they're going to make the other players better, the other positions better. Jalen Hurts. You want to talk about progressing. What Jalen Hurts has done, if the Saints were playing the Eagles right now, they would lose by 10 points. They would lose by double digits. I'm not hating.
He's involved as a passer, Bobby. That's what you're talking about.
And then all of a sudden, you look at A.J. Brown and the weapons. You look at Smith from Alabama, the receivers. No. If I'm an Eagles fan, and Steve Geller is probably like going crazy.
No, he's a Saints fan.
No, he's a Saints fan, but he got still from that Jersey roots. He got still the Eagles in the blood a little bit. But with the whole thing... And I was taunting the Eagles. Remember when the Eagles came to the Superdome? I was going, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And I'm yelling out. And the Saints were crushing them. I would never sit in a chair right now because I think the Eagles are that good.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm believing in the Doug Peterson revenge game. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, there's that.
No,
right, we'll step away.
It just shows you, though. Now, think about what Charlie just said. Doug Peterson. Okay, you said revenge game because the Eagles and all that, what he did, won a Super Bowl. But when you think about how bad does that make Urban Meyer look? Urban Meyer, stick to college. Stick to college like Coach Saban. Stick to college. Steve Spurrier, stick to college. Don't go in the NFL. Come on. He turned around Trevor Lawrence that quickly, and Jacksonville was truly dominant. I mean, what? I mean, Doug Peterson has to be a big part of that. I mean, Urban Meyer, no, you can't talk to pros like you talk to college players. That's why I always say if you want to be a coach, major in psychology, how you deal with individuals.
Tulane Tuesday next with Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back here on Sports Talk. It is Tulane Tuesday. Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz joining us now. Coach, a big win the previous week and deflating loss this past week. Just, man, football is a cruel sport sometimes.
Yeah, it is. You're right about that. But we played well at times. We just had some mistakes that we made. I'm good friends with the head coach of Southern Miss, Will Hall. He used to coach for me. He's talking before the game about how they've been making all these mistakes and they need to play clean. And darn it, they did it against us. They did a good job of not turning the ball over, played really well in the kicking game. We had a couple major snafus in the kicking game. And, we were up 14-0 and they punted the ball out of bounds on the two. We punted to them. They got a touchdown. And next time we punted, we got a punt blocked. And, that kind of changed momentum a little bit and had a pick six, in the fourth quarter and just had a lot of issues and problems. Played well on offense at times, just didn't do a good job in the red zone. We had a bunch of yards and then played good on defense for most of the game, but really didn't play very good in the kicking game.
Now, Coach Fritz, that's what I was saying. How do you address when you look at mistakes by special teams? You look at offense, defense, and special teams units I'm looking at the block punt. That's the second time that Tulane has had allowed that to happen in 8 games. Is that something when you look at it's an individual player or it's a scheme? Because you cannot afford to have that. I mean, like you talk about it, whether it's a pick six, a scoop and score, or a block punt, that could change the whole momentum of a game.
No, it really can. And, it's one guy. He just needed to do his job, do his 111th. And something we worked on a bunch. We weren't outnumbered at the point of attack or anything like that. And, the same thing, I got a field goal block on us later. So one guy just needed to get his hand on a proper guy. And, so you just got to get it fixed and cleaned up, and can't allow that to happen because they can change the game in a hurry.
Now, Coach Fritz, it's just the human being when you're dealing with him. Look, after beating Kansas State, You were two touchdown underdog, and then you lose to Southern Miss, and you're a two touchdown home favorite. I mean, that has to keep you up at night. And when you think about how am I gonna figure this out?
You know, I'm sure you played some games where you had a big win, and you thought you had a great week of practice, and we did think we had a really good week of practice, and we started off good. We kicked off to them, we stopped them, we come down the field, we score a touchdown, our first offensive possession, and feeling good about things, and then we had those mistakes. Thought we had a great week, just didn't make the plays that we needed to. You know, we outgained by but won the statistical battle, except for one major statistic, score of the game.
I mean, right.
That's the one we did not do a good job with.
You know, I was looking at you have to be pleased with Spears. I mean, what he's able to do. Then you got the early touchdown lead. A couple of touchdowns. I mean, you almost have to be flabbergasted, like, what in the hell's happening? You know, it's like Vince Lombardi, almost like, what's going on here? Look, you outrush, you outgained Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles, 451 to 253, then 204 to 59, twice as many first downs. You dominate the time of possession, 36 to 24, basically. You limited them to 3 third down conversion, 12 attempts. Man, that would be hard to swallow when you consider that when you just look at those numbers, how did we lose this game?
No, you're exactly right. It's we talk about plan to win here. Number one component of the plan to win is when the turnover takeaway, we're minus one, which is a big minus one. It was a pick six for a touch.
Right. Batted ball, yep.
And then the other ones, you know, you might as well call the other ones, you know, turnovers too, you know, with the block punt and the block field goal, you know. So, you know, minus three, you're just going to have a difficult time winning games, you know, and especially when, you know, they're down on your end of the field or they're going to be points, you know, with the field goal attempt. So, yeah, it was very, very frustrating without question. One of the more frustrating games that I've had. I was disappointed, but, you know, like I said the week before, you know, you had to put that one away and move on to the next one, and we got to do the same thing with this. And I told the guys that on Sunday. We're heading to Houston on Thursday and playing U of H on Friday night on national TV, ESPN, and we need to redeem ourselves and play a heck of a lot better and smarter than what we played last week.
And, you know, Coach Fritz, I was looking at, to get the national exposure for the Green Wave. I'm looking at, you can open league play at Houston. Like you said, you go in there on Thursday, this Friday on ESPN. And then I think they just announced that the kickoff for the Tulane Eastern Carolina football game, October the 8th at Yeoman Stadium, 2:30 p.m., is going to be on ESPNU. So you're getting the exposure, and I think that's important for the program.
Yeah, it is. You know, kids like to be able to watch the games live and on regular cable. And, you know, we've had an opportunity to be on national TV a bunch. Heck, I think we're on ABC twice last year. So we've had that opportunity. This will be the first time this year that we've been able to be on national TV this Friday night at 6 p.m. So, you know, that is great exposure for your program.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Roll wave.
All right, Coach Fritz, thank you.
All right, we're going to finish off our pick six, the college leg here, as we get ready to talk about what the expectation is going to be in London for those Hoodats that might be making the trip across the pond, things to do, things not to do, et cetera. NC State at Clemson. Clemson, 6.5-point favorites over NC State. Bobby, you want to start?
I don't know. Clemson should have lost to Wake Forest. I don't know. Maybe I'm hating on Clemson. But I'm going to take North Carolina State. They're ranked 10th. And they played Clemson tough. They're not overwhelmed by the Clemson Tigers. So I'm
going with the Wolfpack.
I'm going to take the Wolfpack in the 6.5 points.
Charlie?
Clemson burned me last week. I'm still scorned about that. I think I want to take NC State here too.
See, I think Clemson's a team that, a lot like others in college football, there's Georgia, and then I think there's everybody else that could be that 2-3, including Alabama, 2-3-4-5 range. I just, because I'm going against you guys for a reason, because I'm trying to gain another game, I like Dabo to get the attention of his team and say, hey, look, you almost got upset by Wake Forest. Play your best game. I think they cover against NC State. I'm taking Clemson in the points. Kentucky, number 7, Kentucky at number 14, Ole Miss. Am I seeing this right, Charlie?
6.5-point favorites for Ole Miss?
Ole Miss are 6.5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Kentucky Wildcats.
Me too.
I'm taking Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky fan. I think they have an NFL quarterback. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. You can't be strong at every position, but I like their quarterback position. I was impressed with when they went at Florida and how they took care of the Gators. Now, it's not the old-school Florida Gators. But Ole Miss, I still don't know what they have in Ole Miss and what they're trying to do. So I would take the 6.5 points in the Kentucky Wildcats.
Give me the Wildcats as well, Charlie.
This line confuses me. I really don't understand how Ole Miss is that highly favored. I get that it's at home, but Kentucky's already proven that they can go on the road in an SEC environment and pick up a big win. I'm with Bobby on this one. I really like Will Levis. I'm taking Kentucky as well.
We're all three on Kentucky. LSU at Auburn. The Tigers are favored by 9 points. That's a lot. But it shows you Auburn's not that good.
Well, no, the whole point spread, I don't know. It was like 2 or 3.5, and then it goes to 7.5, and it goes to 9. Because Auburn, they're sorry. No, listen, this is the worst Auburn team that I've seen in 2 decades. They're not very good. Look, it was like the worst versus the worser. It's not even a real word between Auburn and Missouri.
Yeah,
and Missouri gave that game up.
They had the running back holds on to the ball. Oh.
No, wait. But their kicker in regulation, who is an unbelievable kicker, he misses an extra point. And then you have a chance to win in overtime. No, listen, the Auburn Tigers are, look, the fan base, they want to be there. They're going to be at home. They're going to be loud and proud. But I still think this is a double-digit win for the LSU Tigers.
So you're taking the Tigers in the points?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm giving up the 9 points.
Yeah, I'll take it too. Give me the Tigers. I've actually put some real money on LSU against the Southern game for them not to cover 38. They burned me, but I'll take LSU once again in the points. Charlie?
LSU's been nice to me so far this year. The only time we've really had them is that Mississippi State game where y'all both picked Mississippi State. I picked LSU. I don't like this Auburn team. I know that there were the reports that Brian Harsin was about to be fired
right.
Had they lost to Missouri.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
And they should have lost to Missouri. This is not a good Auburn team, as Bobby has clearly stated. LSU is kind of on the come up, 3-game winning streak. Coach Kelly said that it's a small winning streak. So I'm sure they're putting that in his players' heads. Like, look, we have bigger things to do here.
Well,
hold on, let's get the pick.
You know, Charlie.
LSU.
Yeah, LSU. So okay. We're all going, okay. The only reason why I think why the spread has jumped so much also, even though it's at Auburn, look, that is a great home field advantage. But you look at Auburn's offense. They are so sorry. And the way LSU has been playing defense, I think that comes into consideration. Listen, look at third down efficiency, whether it was Auburn or Missouri. It was like a punt festival. Okay, you punt, we punt. You punt, we punt. They go on and on. Listen, I think LSU's defense, I'd be so discouraged if they don't give Auburn's offense the business.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. For those of you hoodats that might be headed across the pond, I'm going to have some tips for you, some useful things if you're trying to go over there for Saints and Vikings. Kevin Cassidy, Senior Vice President and Market Manager, Odyssey New Orleans, joining us now, a.k.a. the Big Boss. We might just refer to him as that. Kevin, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So just to give a little background, your experience in London, England came about because you married a native from there, right?
I did. Nicola is born and raised in London, and we've been going there every year for about 30 years now.
Okay, so right out of the gate, what I want to know is, for those that are going to England for the first time, what should they expect?
Something completely and utterly different than New Orleans. And there's a lot of reasons for it. I was thinking about this today when you asked me to come on about, you know, what my experience has been since I've been going there since the 90s and whatnot. And one of the things, you know, as an American, you just assume certain things. You know, what struck me most of all over the years is how much we love the British accent or the Irish accent,
yes,
or the French accent.
Yeah, it's
we
so
are
sexy.
So enamored with that. So sexy. Bobby loves it. And we go over there and they look at us. I swear to you, I've been there 30 years, probably 40 times. I think one and only one time did I have a girl say to me, "I think your accent's really sexy." And she only said that because she was hammered and had nothing else to say to me.
Well, go ahead, Kevin.
No, they're not going to be down with your accent. Don't expect to, like, give them your old, you know, New Orleans, you know, where you at and who dat and all that. And they're going to be like, yeah, whatever. You know, we don't care.
Yeah, yeah,
they'd
be looking at what? So what are you saying? But
right, exactly. Are you French? Are you Canadian? What are you?
Yeah, yeah. So where are you coming from? But Kevin, you know what's intriguing, and because you know, look at the Saints, and they've had success in London, but at Wembley Stadium, you look at the whole experience there. I think the first time they played at Tottenham. And when you look at Hotspur Stadium, Christian, you should be into this. You're a chicken farmer. Hotspur, you know what that is. The spur on a fighting cock. I mean, so you should be all in.
Bobby, I don't think we can say that word on live on the air.
Well, no, it's a fighting cock. Like that's South Carolina Gamecocks.
Third time now. Third time.
Yeah, yeah, the fighting Gamecocks. Oh, okay, but Hotspur Stadium.
I feel better.
Yeah, but Tottenham. Yeah,
it's a brand new stadium, $1 billion stadium. It's probably the closest thing to SoFi in LA that the UK has, and it should be cool because it's a North London stadium. For those of us that are football fans, I'm an Arsenal supporter. We loathe Tottenham Hotspur, and the North London Derby, or Derby as they call it, when effectively, I don't know how I would describe it other than I'd be the closest thing to it would be like Saints and Falcons play each other. So Tottenham and Arsenal are playing actually on Saturday, the day before the Saints game, and that's being played at Arsenal, which is a stone's throw from the Tottenham Stadium. So for the hoodats that are going over there that have a lot of cash and don't have anything else to do on Saturday, go on StubHub and get yourself a ticket. Because that will be legit. That will you will see some genuine European English mayhem inside that stadium, the Emirates Stadium at Arsenal.
Now, Kevin, I did not know you were an Arsenal fan. Are you an Arsenal fan? Or what is the background with that?
Well, the first game I think the first time I ever went there was 1991. I know, Bobby, you were like four at that time.
No, that's when I won NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Come on, Kevin.
Oh. Oh, all right. You were 24.
Yeah, I was about 31. Yeah.
All right. So the first game I ever went to was a friend of my wife's husband took me to say, he said, come on, mate, we've got to go to a game. I've got to show you what it's really all about. We went to the old Highbury before Emirates was built, and we sat down low, and I heard swear words put together in a sequence that I had never imagined before, and most of them were coming from the 12-year-old boy in front of me.
Sounds like Yankee Stadium.
yeah, with less fighting. Well, they don't allow fighting anymore, but yeah, it's an incredible place to go. I mean, if you ever get the chance to see European soccer, I highly recommend it, because the thing that, again, most Americans can't put their arms around, imagine New York City with 17 football teams inside of it. Like, you have the Manhattan Maulers and you have the Brooklyn Bad Guys and 17. That's what London is. They have 17 professional football teams inside the city.
Well, Kevin, the only reason why I brought up Arsenal because I like considering their logo, they have a cannon. And Cajun cannon. That's Arsenal. I'm a big Napoleon Bonaparte fan. And I know all his background and how he had success. Sure. So that's why I'm an Arsenal fan. People say, hey, Bear, why are you cheering for Arsenal? I don't know. They got a cannon on their jersey. That's why I'm cheering for him.
Oh, man. So we're going to go to the gift shop. If they have a 3XL.
No, 2XL, I'll wear it.
Kevin is trolling Bobby pretty hard today.
2XL, I'll wear it. Now, I want to get to 1XL, but right now I still need a 2XL. I'll wear that Cannon Arsenal jersey for sure. Kevin, when you think about the NFL and the growth, I mean, it just makes sense that they always have games in England. But they've had, because the NFL Europe, they've had games in Germany. But I think as going forward, NFL, they truly want to be international. And they can be international. That's why, even though the proximity of Buffalo to Toronto, Toronto being the New York City of Canada, I don't know how in the future, if it's their own team, not Buffalo, come and play games in Toronto, how can you not have a team in Toronto or even in Mexico City?
As a wise man once said, follow the money, right?
I went on
StubHub like 3 weeks ago just to see, because we had some folks that wanted some extra tickets and whatever. And I looked at it and I was like, you got to be kidding me. It costs what to go to this game? I mean, like upper level, like 600 at the dome were like $300 each. I mean, it's extremely popular over there. It's not just the expats that, you know, happen to work for, one of the big hedge funds or whatever. It's become a real thing over there. They really like it. And the other thing that is a reality is that American football is being played in 26 European countries right now. My son actually played in Germany for a year professionally, and it is becoming more and more popular, and it's only going to grow. And it's just a matter of time before the NFL either puts a new franchise in London or, you know, convinces Jacksonville or somebody to go on over.
Kevin Cassidy, Senior Vice President and Market Manager, Odyssey New Orleans. Kevin, traveling, getting out and about, we were talking about this earlier in the office before the show today. Traveling's a bit of an issue within, you know, getting around London. Just how can folks that are going over there maybe save themselves some time? Should they leave themselves extra time? How much time? Can you kind of help with that?
Kevin, along those lines, is COVID over now? I mean, the regulations there, how is that all working out?
Yeah, they've pulled back on all of those restrictions and requirements. So you're good on that to move freely about. I would say this, just word of the wise, do not get in a taxi. Not that there's anything wrong from a safety standpoint, but you are going to literally just sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic for a long period of time if you're sitting in that city. Use the underground, the tube, as they call it. It's incredibly easy to use, and it's infinitely faster. It's also more interesting. And get a little bit out of the main city. You know, a lot of people go in there and they just, you know, hunker down in a big hotel, and all they're going to do is go out to the game. Go out to Chelsea and go to a gastro pub and go see how the locals hang out. You'll love it. And fish and chips are overrated. Indian food, overrated. Just go to look up on Secret London or Time Out and look up gastro pubs and go have a great time in one of those places there. You will love being there.
Kevin, I know you're planning on making the trip. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Thank you. I can't wait to get my arms around Mike Haas and Deuce and Geller and check their expense accounts while I'm there.
I'm sure they're behaving themselves, Kevin. What would lead you to believe that they would not?
It seems like, Kevin, it's going to be like football weather, huh? Are we in the fall?
It's going to be cold and rainy. It's going to be great for our running game.
Yeah. Give it to Alvin Kamara.
6 a.m.
There you go. 6 a.m.
The Bud Light countdown to kickoff. Kevin, once again, thank you.
All right. Have a great time.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Cassidy, Senior Vice President, Market Manager, Odyssey New Orleans. We'll wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL. All right, we'll wrap up Sports Talk. Final call of the night on our Oakland Heart Jewelers, talking text lines. Prosper in Cocodrie. Go ahead, Prosper. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. I'm in the middle of peeling some chevrettes.
All right, some shrimp,
about to cook some supper, but I had a couple comments. I'll make it quick. Questions and comments. Number one, normally on a Sunday, I'm listening to Bobby and them. They crank up at 10 to 12, and that's when I crack open my first beer.
Okay.
So is it legal for me to start cracking open a beer at 6:30?
You're in America. You have that right if you choose to do so.
Well, the thing is, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I mean, I like that. Happy hours, 5 o'clock somewhere. So 6:30. Christian, we coming on at 6, right? We coming on at 6 a.m. So does that mean Steve Geller and Jeff?
4 to 6 a.m.
4 o'clock. This reminds me of? I'm going to tell you what right now, and Prosper, you appreciate this. When we were rolling, we finally rolling, and we got hope in the team. I'm telling you, we did, after we whooped the Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, we were supposed to only be on until 1 o'clock. We stayed on till about 3. I said, I'm so fired up, I can stay on till the morning show. Was Tommy Tucker on there? I can't even remember. Did this would have been
2009?
No. This would have been like 2009. Like right,
I think Bob before. Okay.
Well, I'd have been willing to go on to Bob Del Giorno to pass the torch. That's how fired up we were. So we getting ready to start that type of show, to talk about the Saints in England, in Europe against the Vikings at 4 o'clock. So, no, we're going to be fired up. Come on. It's not like you have to do this every day of your life.
Right.
I mean, it's like, come on. So
I'm embracing the break in the routine. It can get monotonous going at 10 a.m. You're 10 a.m. It's a different routine.
I've enjoyed sliced pizza and how we have that, at 12 noon, for the kickoffs and all that. But you know what I'm enjoying? Christian K-Dog's eggs. Christian is bringing his farm-raised, homegrown eggs. We're going to have some scrambled eggs. We're going to have a good breakfast to come early Sunday morning. And so I thought it was 6:30. Now Christian's telling me it's 6 o'clock. So that means I even prepare before the show. So that means I could probably got to get up at 4:15.
4:15?
He just
pulled that. 4:15.
No, I have an exact science because
I know you do.
I got to go to the bathroom. I got to do different things. And then what I read to prepare and for the pre-game. And also, I'm willing to sacrifice. Now, listen, it's like you're going duck hunting. I mean, you're going turkey hunting. You got to be set up before the turkeys come out the roost before you're going to shoot them. So, yeah, at 4 o'clock, 4:15, I'm all fine. I'm going to pretend I'm going hunting and hopefully hunting some Vikings.
I'm up. Seriously, I'm up every morning at 4 a.m. I just am. I go to bed early. I pretty much go to bed. We sign off the air at 7. I'll be in bed by 9:30.
So what do you do at 4 a.m. when it's dark, Christian? What do you do? Do you twiddle your thumbs? You look at the news? What do you do?
Because
it's dark outside.
Yeah,
you can't go do yard work.
I'll flip on SportsCenter or the news.
Okay, so you see what's happening.
Yeah, I'm watching SportsCenter and probably watching a little bit of the news. I do want to know what's going on outside of sports. And then get on the computer, a little preparing.
I can go to bed at 10 at night. I can go to bed at 2 in the morning. Just give me 8 hours, and I am fine. So, if I get 8 hours, then I don't feel like I need a nap. Like a siesta. I don't feel like I need that. But, I'm willing to wake up and set the tone for hopefully the Saints to take care of the Vikings, because I'm going to talk about this. This is old school Saints and Vikings.
You got to go do your thing.
Yeah, all right. Bon nuit, Le Sean. Good night, people. Who dat?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.